From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
I'm Robert Siegel. So maybe it isn't all about Detroit's shortcomings after all. Not only are General Motors and Chrysler getting a federal rescue, not only is Ford on standby, but even mighty Toyota is taking a beating in the recession. For the first time since 1938, Japan's biggest automaker, and still number two in worldwide sales to GM, is expecting an operating loss for the fiscal year that runs through March. Toyota, which had a profit of $20 billion last year, figures it will lose $1.7 billion this year. How that happened and what that says for the U.S. car companies are questions for Micheline Maynard, who's senior correspondent for the New York Times based in the Detroit Bureau. Welcome back.
Thank you, Robert.
What does it mean if even Toyota is losing money?
It means that the world auto industry is having a very difficult time. Toyota is still the strongest, the richest car company in the world. But the United States is their largest market, and the United States has led the world auto industry into a recession.
Is it that people just don't want to buy cars in such uncertain times, or are there people who want to buy but no money for car loans available?
I think it's more the latter. I think the credit crunch hit probably here first, but it's spread around the world. And you have to remember there are a lot of emerging markets now, places like India, China, Latin America, where credit really is not that available for the average buyer. So when you shut down the people who can get it most easily, the ones who can't get it just come behind.
What's Toyota going to do to cut its losses? What do they say they'll do?
Toyota was ready for this in a certain way. Everyone was looking at 2009 as being the bad year, as they call it at Toyota, and they were already on an effort to cut costs. One of the things that they're doing particularly is they're putting a plant that they have under construction in Blue Springs, Mississippi, on hold. They had originally hoped to open it in 2010. It was originally going to build SUVs, and it was switched over to build the Prius, but now it's just not going to open for the time being.
Speaking of the Prius, there seems to be enormous demand for that car. Does Toyota make a lot of money off the Prius?
No, Toyota's profits are minimal. It's estimated that they only make about $100.
And on a Corolla, a small car that isn't a hybrid?
Well, possibly a couple of $100 more. The batteries that go into the Prius are quite expensive. And Toyota had a problem over the summer where there was, a fire at their battery plant in Japan. And production of the Prius was shut down while they waited to get more batteries.
So even if there are waiting lists to get a hold of a new Prius, that is not the golden goose for Toyota back in Japan.
No, actually, the Golden Goose might have been the big pickup truck that they introduced in the United States in 2007, but they had the bad fortune of introducing it just as gas prices started to spike, and then interest in pickups and SUVs just fell off a cliff.
The U.S. car companies are under pressure to get their wages in line with what non-union foreign-owned car makers pay in the States. Say at that plant in Mississippi, just as an example, would somebody who works there, a Toyota worker in the States, make a lot less money than an American-employed car worker?
Well, since the plant's not open, they haven't set the wage rates yet. At the Toyota plant in Georgetown, Kentucky, the hourly compensation, and that includes health care, your vacation time, things like that, is about $45 an hour. For the Detroit companies, it's about $55 an hour, but that doesn't include what are called legacy costs, and that's the value of pensions and health care for retirees. So they save about $10 an hour on their active workers in the United States.
The American automakers desperately need cash. GM, it said, could be broke within weeks if it doesn't get some help from the federal government, which it's getting. Toyota's situation, cash flow?
Well, they have about $18 billion in cash. And in contrast to the Detroit companies, they really don't have any debt. I looked up some numbers this afternoon, and General Motors is worth about $2.2 billion in what's called their market capitalization, if you could sell every share of General Motors stock. Ford's worth about $6 billion. Toyota is worth $95.9 billion. So the market still values Toyota as a very, very rich company.
Well, Mickey Maynard, thanks for talking with us once again.
My pleasure.
That's Micheline Maynard of the New York Times.